Hello and welcome to the 0-19 Parents Podcast Series, brought to you by the Families Health and Wellbeing Service. This service provides health visiting and school nursing throughout Staffordshire. I'm Carol.
And I'm Stacey.
And we're both health visitors in the 0-19 team.
Returning to work after having a baby is a big life change. Additionally, if you are breastfeeding, this might seem a daunting prospect. So today we are going to talk about things to know when breastfeeding and planning a return to work.
Firstly, we should probably acknowledge that you may feel really happy with your decision to go back to work again, or you might feel sad about this and the thought of leaving your baby. Any of these feelings are okay and completely normal.
And returning to work after the birth of your child means there are many things to consider, including your working hours, shift patterns, and juggling parenting alongside dealing with the emotions of leaving your baby. For breastfeeding mothers, the additional pressure of trying to navigate through how you are going to breastfeed and return to work in harmony can be overwhelming. So, Carol, what should mothers consider first if they intend to breastfeed on their return to work?
I think the first thing to think about is planning a discussion with your employer in advance of your return. Take time to consider the support and facilities that you need to help you breastfeed or express at work before you go back, and plan to have a conversation with your manager or HR, ideally well in advance of your return date. And giving them a rough idea of when you intend to return means that plans can be put in place to ensure that your first day back runs as smoothly as possible. I think having a conversation with your employer and making a plan is key to success. Now, the support you need will very much depend on your own personal circumstances. Some mums would like to visit their baby during the working day to feed, and others plan to express breast milk. Check whether your employer has a breastfeeding policy or a return to work policy outlining the type of support they provide, or what you need to do to request support.
Can you tell us, what are your rights when returning to work as a breastfeeding mum?
Actually, the law doesn't currently allow a simple, straightforward right to breastfeeding breaks, though employers are required to provide a place for breastfeeding mothers to rest. In terms of breastfeeding support, the Health and Safety Executive and guidance from the European Commission recommend that employers should provide access to a private room where mothers can breastfeed or express breast milk. They should provide use of secure, clean fridges for storing express breast milk, and they should provide facilities for washing, sterilising and storing breastfeeding equipment. ACAS, which is the Advisory Conciliation and Arbitration Service, gives this advice to employers when asked to consider extra breaks for breastfeeding employees. They say, employers should consider providing short breaks for breastfeeding or expressing milk, weighing it up against the likely impact it might have on the business. Employers should be careful not to discriminate against breastfeeding employees. If employers are unable to grant additional breaks, they could consider slightly extending normal breaks for the employee, such as a mid-morning coffee break or leaving earlier in the day to minimise any disruption to the business. So with this in mind, it really is important to have an open discussion with your manager or HR to see how best this can work for them as an employer and you as a breastfeeding employee.
And are there any practical tips for returning to work?
Absolutely. For example, wait to introduce a bottle until just before you start back to work. If your baby's old enough to take a cup instead of a bottle, encourage this. You might then be able to avoid a preference for the bottle, or nipple and teat confusion, or the stress of a baby who refuses the bottle completely. You could also consider starting work a couple of days before the weekend or before you have a day off in your shift pattern, so that you can use that time then to reflect and think about what's working well and maybe what needs to change before you're due back in again. It might be helpful to practice different expressing techniques and find one that works well for you. And remember, you don't need to store large amounts of milk. Once you're missing feeds because you're at work, you can express this, store it in the fridge, give it to the milk to your baby when you're home without freezing it.
So how often should a mother need to express when they're at work?
That's a good question. If you feed your baby right before you leave and straight away when you get home, you shouldn't need to express more often than every 3 hours while you're away. In fact, expressing more than your baby needs could overstimulate your supply, and this could lead to blocked ducts and mastitis. However, complications can also be caused if you ignore the feeling of being engorged or full at work and don't express when your body's telling you to. So listen to your body.
And can you expect a change in feeding habits?
Well, possibly. While you're at work, your baby might take just enough milk from a bottle or a cup to take the edge off the hunger and then wait for you to get home to get the bulk of the calories needed. This is called reverse cycling.
And would this be a worry if they're not taking much milk while you're away?
Well, keep in mind that some babies sleep through the night for 8 hours or so without you needing to worry that a baby's not eating during that time period. So this could be thought of like that. If you keep an eye on wet nappies, you're looking for at least 6 heavy wet nappies in 24 hours. And keep an eye on the weight gain. You can use our baby clinics to monitor this. If you've got appropriate wet nappies and weight gain, this should assure you that your baby's getting enough milk, and always provide plenty of opportunity for baby to breastfeed when you're together. Just remember, if your baby's showing signs of reverse cycling, don't panic, be patient. Try not to stress about it. Consider it a compliment because baby prefers to feed from you. You can use small amounts of expressed breast milk per bottle or cup when you're away, so there's less wastage of breast milk. And if you prefer to pump less milk while you're away from your baby, you might choose to encourage the baby to reverse cycle and meet their increased need for milk once you're home and together again.
So in summary then, if you plan to breastfeed and return to work, discuss it with your employer in advance and come up with a plan together. Know your rights as a breastfeeding employee and plan the day of your return carefully. Consider how often you will express and also how baby will be fed while you're away.
Yes, with a little bit of planning, you can continue to breastfeed when you're returning to work. Remember, you can speak with a health visitor if you have further questions about this, and we'll also put some useful websites and contact information in the episode notes.
Thanks, Carol. That's great. So we hope you found this episode helpful. Thank you for listening.